We now go to the KODY phone lines as we welcome State Senator Mike Groney of the program. Good morning, Senator Groney. How are you?
Good.
Good morning, Mike.
We're down into crunch time. Hard to believe you're going to reconvene with the state senators next Monday. Is that right?
Yes. I'm in my office in Lincoln right now, preparing for some things. Going to meet with some individuals. So see if everything's in place to help us get some things moved through. Yeah, it's anybody's call what happens. Some things could all fall apart. Property tax, an incentive thing falls through, it could be chaos after that. We've taken revenge on each other's bills for their votes. And nothing could happen. Or we could finally get some property tax relief with the education establishment back off and accept the fact they're public employees and the taxpayers tell them what to do. They don't tell us. That is really a concern, and certain parts of the states where there, I shouldn't say that, I shouldn't blanket say that. There's an awful lot of good people in administrations and public schools across the state that look at themselves as public servants. And they deal and do what they're handed, given them. And then there's some states that are that get a little political, too political for me. But we'll find out, and if that falls through, then I don't know where we go. I'll meet with some individuals in Omaha to explain our teacher and student protection bill, 147. They've been misled by the ACLU and some individuals about what we are doing, the minority group, so we're going to visit with them face-to-face and explain we're trying to treat all children the same. Perfect bill for the political uproar we have now, that no matter where a child comes from and their background, they walk into the school and the parents know they will be treated the same when it comes to classroom behavior and the help that will be offered to them to learn how to be more social in a group situation in a classroom. So I think it works, and then we're still Senator Wayne or talk to about getting our micro TIF on the floor yet this year, because that's another bill that sits the political atmosphere where we give some economic opportunity to blighted and substandard residential areas in the cities where our poor and disfranchised individuals live, giving some hope that they can remodel their house, build a home on modest income and fix it up and not be burdened with higher property tax increases. And there's no individual sitting there parasites waiting to peel some off with legal fees or consulting fees or whatever else. It all goes into their pocket. One-to-one property tax relief goes right into the improvements in their home. Small contractors can start up. Hardware stores, small lumber yards will benefit from small contractors refurbishing older homes in our older parts of town. Biden substandard are direct words, but the reality is this was always intended tax increment financing. The people put it in the Constitution for older parts of town. Buildings get old, plumbing wears out, streets get fractured and cracked up, sidewalks, thieves. Just a fact of life. And for some reason in America, we always build new cities, build out, send the tax out for new streets, new buildings, and new homes, and forget about their older parts of town. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're going to see what happens, and then I've got two more years left to try it again if everything falls apart these 17 days. But I don't know of any other big issues. I know the speaker, I'm going to meet with him this week, but he's trying to do a grand bargain where he puts the property tax bill into the economic development, LB 720, and then drags in his pet project, which is the University of Nebraska Medical Center's proposal for a 1,200-bed surge hospital for when we have disaster. That the U.S. Federal government has authorized the military to look into expanding some of their military hospitals for such an event, and Omaha's trying to bid for one of them. Odds of them getting it, I don't believe, are good, but we'll see. I just don't understand why the state has to put money into it. But especially, I'm going to bring up on the I'd like 20 or 30 million for the rail yard in, for a rail yard over by Hershey and for economic development jobs in western Nebraska. That same thing, that's what they're trying to claim. If we give Omaha $300 million, they'll have a lot of jobs along the Missouri River there by Iowa.
Don't ask for any less, Mike.
What's that?
I said don't ask for any less. If they want $300 million, you ask for $300
million. There you go. We'll go. I keep thinking, Rick. You got to get in sales. Start high, you can always go down, right?
Yeah.
Go up. But anyway, no, that's my point. It's always Omaha. Mayor of Omaha here a week or so ago at a press conference attacking the governor that he hasn't given Omaha enough of the COVID money, and started out by saying, well, how Omaha goes, Nebraska goes. Well, I don't think so, Mayor. I believe how agriculture goes, Nebraska goes. It's still the number one business.
I don't want to go like Omaha.
What's that?
I don't want to go like Omaha. I want to have some common sense and be real people out here.
Yeah. So anyway, that's your urban-rural divide. It doesn't start with the rural folks. It always started in the east there. I don't know. Arrogance or whatever, that somehow the rural folks are dependent on urban. I've never seen it. But anyway, those are the issues, and they'll all come to the floor. There's going to be a lot of talk unrelated to the, which is not new to people listening, talk unrelated to the bill on the floor about rent assistance and daycare assistance and all sorts of uses for the COVID money, the $400 million that the governor's held back, that he hasn't assigned yet, except the first call on it will be the unemployment fund, which he should, because that's been hit hard with all the extra unemployment benefits that were given in the CARES Act. But you're going to hear a lot of that. So I don't know. It's a mess. I wouldn't want to be a parent in Omaha where your kid will alternate going, children will go to school 2 days 1 week and 3 days the next. That seems to put a real crunch in the daycare. Very expensive. I don't know how they're going to manage that. But they're going to see a lot of that, too. It's going to be interesting times. It is interesting times we live in. And I'm just totally confused myself about the testing. I don't understand what's wrong with having a reasonable amount of people getting the testing positive. That's just pure science. I keep talking about science. There's only a hope of a vaccine. You can't hide under the bed forever. We're just going to have to slowly but surely get all of us exposed to it, to the point where we get herd immunity, or we get to the point where immunity is common in our society to the COVID-19. There's just no other way to look at it. Of course, we don't want to overwhelm our hospitals, but Nebraska's at an all-time low since this thing started, as cases that are hospitalized. Our medical facilities have figured a way to treat it, how to keep people home. The doctors have those that have it, symptoms of it, can stay at home and deal with it instead of being in a hospital. I'm looking on the positive side. I think this thing is not near as bad as some would hope it would be. Medical reasons, and our medical professionals are doing a good job of reacting to it and finding existing respiratory drugs, problem drugs to address some of the symptoms to get people through it. But I'm not one for panic. But I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see the new graves being opened in the cemeteries. I don't see the hospitals overwhelmed. I'm just pressed and wants to push things to the point and make every detail, dramatize it so that it causes chaos and fear in America. That isn't who we used to be. Anything going on back there?
Not a lot back here, Senator. I think you did bring up a good point when talking about the rail park, and I don't think we've had a chance to talk to you about the rail park here on the air. What are your thoughts on that exciting development?
It surprised me when I'd heard a couple years ago, which made sense, that part of it's nice to have the classification rail yard, the largest one in the world, but that thing was built to be self-contained, where trains came in from across the nation, were split up and sent off in different directions, and the railroad never really wanted any spur lines where you had these little unit trains coming in, chugging in there with one or two cars of grain and disrupting the whole process. But now they've opened up to it, and we give the chamber credit for investigating that, and giving a nod of okay, they're not going to pay for it. It isn't going to be the railroads. It's going to have to come up with money from private investors or people looking to build in central manufacturing plants in this part of the country. And then in the reverse, the classification rail yard so close really saves on freight for these manufacturers, because they'd be right there, and if they're going to Chicago with a load, it doesn't have to come in from California and then off to Chicago. You're at the hub. Money is the problem, and how do you get it? I talked to a railroad representative the other day. They're assisting. I've got some individuals that specialize in that, creating spurs and manufacturing areas, but you got to have money. But Omaha gets it, and we don't. I don't understand that. So I do understand it, but they got 30 senators in the area, and Lincoln, and the legislature. But it's a great idea. Finally, I'm in big agreement with the chamber and those doing it, because building homes for somebody who don't work here isn't the answer. It's create the jobs and then people will build their homes. And maybe you fix one up with microtests. It's a good project.
Okay, awesome.
That's what you have to do in America.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I don't think I have anything else today, Senator. Wish you a fruitful week. It's kind of already gotten crazy for you, but going to get more crazy when we usher in a new week next week.
Yes, it will. All right. I will talk to you later. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet. Hang in there,
Senator.
Mike.